This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's blessings come in many shapes and sizes. Recently, we were talking about how God won't lead you where He won't feed you. We've been studying parts of the prophet Elijah's journey during the severe drought. When Elijah started out on his journey, God directed him to the Cherith Brook and told him he would drink from there. And God also commanded the ravens to feed Elijah. Now, eventually, this brook would dry up, so Elijah would no longer receive his water from this brook nor his food from the ravens. God would now send Elijah to meet a widow, and this widow would become his source for food and water. You can see that ravens in the air and a widow look quite different. That's because God's blessings come in many shapes and sizes. Sometimes we can be caught off guard when God's blessings come from a different source. We can be guilty of confining God's blessings to our own understanding. So, for example, God used nature, the brook and the birds of the air, to bless Elijah during the first part of his journey. So the human inclination is to look towards nature again, because if God used nature to bless him once, He would use it again. Not necessarily. This is how we can miss our blessings because we're looking for it to come from one way and it comes from another direction and in a different form. I think He does this because it all belongs to Him anyway. So the next time God's actions feel like a Jedi mind trick to you, remember these words: "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." Isaiah 55:9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't try to case God's blessings, just receive them.